In early 1970s Tucson, Ramon Jaurique co-founded the Mexican-American Yaqui and Others organization known as MAYO. It worked with the Pascua Yaqui tribe to help get federal tribal recognition for a specific purpose. Jaurique's great-grandson, Henry Barajas, explained via Skype.
The Department of Transportation wanted to build the I-10 interstate through their land, and he helped organize the community to stand up and say, no, we will not be boxed in by concrete barriers. We will not let you take our land.
Barajas, a former journalist in Tucson, was gifted his great-grandfather's documents. He found himself with old Mayo bilingual newsletters containing photos, poetry, and stories of activism lost to history for 40 years. He decided to write a book about his great-grandfather, whom he'd always called El Tata Rambo. But when he saw Congressman John Lewis's graphic novel of life during the Civil Rights Movement, he decided to move away from just typed words on a white page.
The image that just has always stuck with me my entire life is the moment that Ramon met with Cesar Chavez when they were touring the nation. So I felt like that picture was something that was really going to legitimize what I was trying to say.
Barajas turned his family's history into a comic book series he calls La Voz de Mayo, Tata Rambo. It was a nickname his family gave Jaurique as a play on his war veteran status. And what emerged from Barajas' project was a clearer picture of Tucson in the 70s.
I took scenes from the newsletters that they had published. They went to the Pioneer Hotel to protest the building of the freeway. And just thinking about how that would have went down and using his words as kind of description for my narrative felt like something that I can translate perfectly.
The first chapter of La Voz de Mayo is out now, with the second and third chapters to be released in March and July. Unlike Marvel superheroes fighting villains, Barajas wants this comic book series to be more about documenting Latino and Arizona history, which he feels has its own superpower.
I want this to be something that you could teach in a classroom. You know, this is something that I think everyone can read, whether it be on any political spectrum. You can pick this up and get a feeling of an American hero, an activist that helped people.
That was Henry Barajas speaking about his comic book he set in Tucson about his great-grandfather.